When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And Baldy joins us on the Aturo hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, guys. It's good to be with you.
Well, we always love
ready to kick off week 12 here. I'm in good shape here, guys.
Well,
good.
we're still reeling. Today, the special teams coordinator will speak at Hallis Hall. We haven't heard from him since the fouled field goal at the end of the horrible game against Green Bay. That is their biggest rival. That is 11 in a row for Green Bay against the Bears, and they block a field goal to do that. And Brian, I'm sure you've seen it, and I know you know what's supposed to be done on a field goal. We've been talking to various people about it, and Patrick Manley, the great long snapper for many years with the Bears, was saying that the attitude you have to have on that last play is to understand that it's almost like the difference between a regular season and a playoff situation, that when you get into a game-winning field goal, you know they're going to do everything humanly possible to block it, and you got to hold up no matter what, and you can't just surrender the A-gap.
I totally agree with Patrick, and I said the same thing. You know the only way Green Bay can really win this game is if they block the field goal. You know as a field goal protecting unit, you're going to get their very best rush. And to Patrick's point, it's a totally different rush than it is on an extra point in the first quarter or a chip shot field goal in the second quarter. You're not getting the block to win a game. When there's no time left on the clock or 30 seconds left, whatever it was, you're going to get their very best effort. And so you have to protect inside out. And everybody does, all across, starting with the guards, to the tackles, to the ends, to the wing. You always protect inside first, outside. And you got to be as strong as you possibly can on the inside. And they weren't. It's the same thing that happened the week before when Denver had their field goal blocked on an overload block by Kansas City. It's the exact same thing. And you would think, if I was a special teams coach, I'd put those plays up there for my team to watch every week. The plays that get you beat. Because at the start of the season, you want to win two games because of your special teams. You definitely don't want to lose two games because of it. And the Bears just lost a game because of a simple protection.
In your view, you saw Larry Borum, you saw Matt Pryor, you saw Scott Daly get overwhelmed. But in your view, was it more of them getting beaten like they did or the low trajectory of the kick from Cairo Santos?
You never know about the kick. It did look low, but at the same time, I mean, I put it on the guys you just mentioned. I mean, they're the guys responsible. They got run over in the middle. They probably did some things to the center you're not allowed to do. You know, that stuff happens. But, you know, that's Larry's job inside. It starts there at the guard, and you got to be strong. You got to be strong at the point. There's ways to hold the water, to hold your center of gravity, to keep it down and not get blown out like they did.
But Brian, when in your career, were you on special teams?
Yeah.
You've
always
been there and done
yes.
that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know this.
No,
and you
I mean,
can
this is. I mean,
it.
Honestly, yeah. Like you know, nobody tries to block a field goal in practice in the offseason, but you practice stuff every day. You have your special team drills every day, and you walk through it, and you rehearse situations, overloads, middle blocks. Yeah, guys like Myles Garrett that jump over offensive lines and block kicks like he did this year. Like, you rehearse all that stuff, and you watch it. You put those plays up on the screen, and you study it in your meetings. And so when the time comes, like the time came, to go win to win the game against Green Bay, you're not in that predicament.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes every football season. So, Brian, you're very familiar with the Bears' offense under Shane Waldron. Thomas Brown got his shot, seemed more efficient, seems to be things were a little bit more balanced, certainly. What was the biggest change in your view?
Well, I think they got the ball out faster. You know, I think DJ had, you know, caught all six or seven passes they threw to him. They weren't deep down the field. They were more short passes. And so they got a lot more completions, higher completion percentage throws. I thought that was the big thing. They didn't, you know, but, you know, to their demise, they didn't take deep shots and they didn't try to get explosive plays. And, you know, I think there's a balance there between getting your completions and getting your explosive plays in the offense.
I want to get back to the field goal thing for just one last question, which is, and we've had a long conversation about this. The game is, you know, they have to convert a fourth down to get effectively into field goal range, and they do so, and then you run a play, and the running back dives forward, looked like he might have gotten stopped, then he dives forward, you get a couple yards, and then the coach is satisfied. It's going to be a 46, 47-yard field goal, and that's it. And you let the clock run out, and you stop it with 3 seconds left, and you kick. And watching it live, I'm not second-guessing anything. I first-guessed it.
No, second-guess it.
Don't you have to? It's second down. Don't you have to get as close as humanly possible? Don't you have to run a play there? You could even run two. But I get the fear factor and all that. Why be satisfied with that long a field goal?
Why be scared?
Well, here's the thing. The exact same situation happened in Los Angeles with the Chargers against Cincinnati this past weekend, where they get the ball with 45 seconds to go, 27-27 game. They get two explosive plays. They're down to the 26-yard line, and they could have kicked the field goal. They could have done exactly what the Bears did. And Harbaugh lined up, I formation, J.K. Dobbins ran it in for a touchdown. Game over. Never kicked a field goal. Never lined up for it. I think you have to get as close as you can. And even if you're going to run the way they did, why run to the hash? Why not put it in the middle of the field? Like, the play didn't make any sense to me. Like, if you're going to run it, presumably you want to put the ball in the middle of the field, have the best view of the uprights. I didn't like the play, and I didn't like the fact that they ran the clock down to three and didn't trust them to run another play. Because who knows? I'm not going to throw the ball in that situation, but I'm going to run it again. Who knows if you get a split, you break a tackle, and you get 10 yards closer. You won't never know unless you run that play. I would have run another play.
This segment with Brian Baldinger is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com. Brian, when you watch the Bears defense on tape, what do you see from Montez Sweat? And is there a reasonable explanation why he only has 3.5 sacks through 10 games?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, he's not winning one-on-ones. He's not, he's not crushing the pocket the way we saw him do a year ago. With any regularity, he doesn't look right to me. I don't know if the injury status or what he's playing with right now, but he doesn't look right. And the pass rush is non-existent right now. And he was the focal point last year. Dexter inside, him outside. And then when they do try to blitz, like they did on the big pass play to Christian Watson, the blitzes don't make any sense. Like, there's no disguise to any of it. Both linebackers came. Both linebackers were easily picked up. There was no pressure on Jordan Love at all. So if you're going to compensate for the lack of pass rush, at least be a little creative in your pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're losing on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and it's really hard to win football games when that happens. And I know they've been beaten up on the offensive line, and maybe you're right. Maybe it is the shin slash ankle that is felling Montez Sweat. But the reality is, and Billings is out, and they don't have another player like him. But they are losing the line of scrimmage, and it's how you end up with a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah, no, the games are won in the trenches, flat out. And you know, the quarterback has to play error free. He's got to make big plays. You know, Jordan Love got the big plays to Christian Watson, and the one down the field. I mean, he's double covered. They just don't play the ball in the air very well. But they won on two big plays. I mean, that's how they won the game. And so the Bears aren't getting those plays. And then, you know, they're not winning in the trenches. And that's why you lose games. And so you got to be deep and you got to be talented in the trenches. And if you look at them versus other teams that have winning records right now, you would say that that's the biggest difference between the Bears and other teams, whether it's Detroit or Minnesota, or pick a team right now, the Eagles. I mean, they're not as good in the trenches as they need to be right now.
Well, Brian, the Vikings lead the NFL in interceptions with 16. And yesterday, Caleb Williams called Brian Flores the king of the zero blitz. So you know they're going to come after the rookie quarterback. What do you expect from the Bears in response to that? And in some odd way, could that make Caleb Williams more dangerous as a runner if they come at him with all the blitzes?
Well, you know, obviously he's pretty skilled at that. Brian Flores does a whole lot more than just zero blitz. I mean, they broke the protections down of Tennessee repeatedly last week, where Will Levis didn't have a chance. And the offensive line were sitting there like having a coffee clutch, trying to figure out what they just did wrong. Like it's a game of three card Monty. You don't know where, the dice is right now. And he's excellent at it. And then they've got extremely versatile players. You know, Andrew Van Ginkle can line up anywhere. Josh Metellus can line up anywhere. You're not really sure how to account for some of these guys. Pat Jones lines up everywhere. Blake Cashman lines up everywhere. And then they've got corners that he trusts, whether it's Stephon Gilmore, who, you know, was the defensive player of the year for him in New England years ago, or whether it's, you know, Byron Murphy Jr. Like, these guys can line up and play man coverage. So the quarterback and the offensive line and the protections of Thomas Brown are going to be challenged. And it's not just third downs. They will challenge protections from anywhere on the field. It's one of the reasons why they have 16 interceptions. Quarterbacks are throwing the ball up for grabs under pressure. So you have to be aggressive, but you can't turn it over. It's a difficult conundrum, and it's one of the reasons why they have the record that they have right now.
You know, you said it well about what happened last week, and even just you're not throwing the ball down the field. The Bears haven't been doing that. And I'm wondering, you know, Caleb is doing a good job of not throwing picks, but it's almost like they're turning him into a game manager. You can't be afraid to throw a pick. You've got to take a shot down the field. In a game like this, would it be the worst thing if he threw a pick? I'm not saying you're looking to do that, but if you got to go down the field. It just feels like they're so limited in the way they're attacking teams.
Well, I agree, but, you know, the rules are made for it. You know, I mean, Stephon Gilmore is not what he was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, he's guilty of defensive pass interference calls. So is, like, if you don't throw the ball down the field, you're never getting one of those plays. And the only way you get those is if you attack. And I would say that Patrick Mahomes, he might lead the league in interceptions right now. He could care less. He's always going to attack. And so that's one of the reasons why he's got three Super Bowls. He has no fear in attacking and throwing the ball and giving his receivers a chance. It looks like he's most comfortable throwing the ball down the field to Rome. So, I mean, I dial up a couple max protections and take my chances to take my shots. They're very good in the back end. Harrison Smith's been around a long, long time.
Yep.
I think he's got 35 or 36 career interceptions. Cade Bynum is a very good safety. But they'll play three deep coverages. Like, their coverages are, if you had to just script them and all the different things that they do, you'd run out of paper. Like, they give you a lot of looks, And so, you know, you hope, honestly, that you can run the ball really well up front and stay out of some of those situations.
Great stuff, Brian. Appreciate the time
this
morning.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep, you bet, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
That is our guy, Brian Baldinger. He is an Odyssey NFL insider, the host of the Best Football Show podcast and Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.